Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
Well, we love having Tracy Sandler on. She's known as the 49ers fangirl. She covers the 49ers 24/7, 365. Well, especially now, training camp underway. You can find all her good goodies at 49ers fangirl on Twitter and Instagram, all that fun stuff. And then, of course, FGSN.com. Tracy, how are you?
We have a new website, so it's exciting. I am doing well, Danny. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm just excited that football's here, or just about here anyway.
Yes, no, it is. I mean, first preseason game for the Niners is a week from Thursday.
I know. So you're there. You get your eyes on training camp, at least as much as the media is allowed to. What's the biggest thing you've taken away so far? It's kind of a loaded question, but kind of the biggest thing you've noticed maybe differently than previous training camps so far?
Well, first of all, they're having a lot of fun, which I think is maybe something that was missing in the past. In terms of football, the Jimmy Garoppolo, Marquise Goodwin chemistry is alive and well.
Yeah.
I think you're going to see a lot of that this year. Jerick McKinnon is going to have a very Devontae Freeman-like role in this offense. And we're seeing him used a lot as a receiver thus far in camp. Richard Sherman's moving around well. Reuben looks awesome. So that's what I'm seeing from the football side of things thus far.
And what do you think the MVP so far of the practices that you've seen?
Oh, that's kind of a tough one. The MVP of the practices, it's a little hard to tell thus far because they've also only had two with pads on.
Right.
Though Mike McGlinchey made an interesting point the other day. You know, we talked a lot about last week, like on our Facebook Lives, we talked a lot about they're putting pads on and that makes things different. And McGlinchey said it actually makes it a lot easier because that's what they're used to and that's how they play football. So having pads on makes it a lot easier to move around and play like you would play in a game. So I thought that was kind of interesting. So I have multiple MVP awards to give out after day four.
That sounds about right. That's the right answer, I think. How do you think that it's going in terms of position battles? Because really, last year it was like everything was open, and now it's a good thing that there may be only a few slots open, like maybe specifically the right guard slot.
Yes, I think right. And Shanahan actually said that the other day that, you know, all positions are fluid. Nobody, even though, you know, I think a lot of them, as you said, are set. I would say right guard and punter seem to be the big ones. Right guard is going to be very interesting to watch through camp and then really through the preseason. And that's when we're going to get a real sense of who is going to win that position. So I'm, you know, very curious to see how that one goes. But that's the biggest one for me. That's the one that I'm paying pretty close attention to. And that's what I'm going to be paying a lot of attention to on August 9th because that position is very much up for grabs and it's obviously a very important position. And that O-line, for the first time in a long time, is actually coming together.
Yeah.
And is looking kind of solid and you have everything set but not at that right guard position. So that will be a very interesting one to watch. And Joshua Garnett was out yesterday. He banged knees with a teammate on Saturday. They said it's not serious. I don't think it's going to be serious, but that position is going to be interesting.
Yeah. Going back to the MVP of the offseason program so far, the training camp, I'm thinking that it's Pierre Garçon just because he wore his football pants out there.
You know what? I think that's fair. At this point in training camp, I think we have to give MVPs based on the little things, the je ne sais quoi. And so I think if we want to give it to Garçon for that reason, for Pierre Garçon for that reason, I think that's totally fair. I went Garçon there.
I know.
Hope they got my French. You really got my French in.
Right before that, you were also like, Chagrin Bleu, hon, hon.
Well, you said Pierre Garçon, and so then I thought je ne sais quoi. It just, you know, it flows.
Awesome.
And actually, speaking of Pierre Garçon, I think that's actually an interesting one to bring up as well, because he has not played with Garoppolo.
Right.
You know, he was hurt by the time Jimmy G came in last year. So we don't really know what that chemistry is going to be like. So that'll be a fun one to watch. You know, he's healthy and they can click. That, you know, obviously will provide just another facet of that offense. And he is technically the number one receiver, even though I think Marquise Goodwin could make a case that he's the number one receiver. So that will be a cool one to watch, but we haven't seen that yet.
All right. Well, Tracy, we always appreciate you taking a little bit of time out and talking to us. You can find Tracy Sandler on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram at 49ers Fangirl and FGSN.com, Fangirl Sports Network.
Thank you.
You can click there and get all the latest information. Tracy Sandler, 49ers Fangirl, thanks for hanging with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.